Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
By this time, 5 months had taken, 3.5 years had taken place, the first 6 seals. This next 3.5 years, the first trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, fourth trumpet, fifth trumpet, now we got the sixth trumpet is sounding. By now, half of the men on earth, I'm talking mankind, not just men, but mankind, will be killed. Half. Just think of that. If the rapture was to come today, say there's 8 billion people on this earth, give or take one or two, okay? 8 billion people on this earth. Let's say 1 billion people are taken out, which is, they ain't 1 billion people are saved on this earth, but I do bad math. But anyway, just say 1 billion people are raptured, at least 7 billion people on this earth. We read in the third seal, because of the famine, or fourth seal, because of the famine and hunger, that 1/4 of the men die. 1/4, let's go a little easier. What's 1/4 of 6 billion? 1.5 billion, yes? 1/4. Okay, so that leaves 4.5 billion people on this earth. All right. By the time you get here, 1/3 of them die. What's 1/3 of 4.5? 1.5. So you get 3 billion people. Are y'all following this? You gotta be math students to stay with me. That's a huge number of people that is dying on the face of this earth during the tribulation. And the tribulation period ain't even over yet. Half of the population has died by the time we get here. Matter of fact, at the end of the tribulation period, the Bible says there are few men that are left. And as a matter of fact, because you get the battle of Armageddon, you know, where they all come into Jerusalem and God slays them all. They come into the millennium. We read this in Zechariah a while back, that 7 women will take the hem of one guy. Says, hey, you don't have to provide for us. You don't have to marry us. Just give us a child. Y'all remember us reading that? Why? Because the men are so scarce now. Boy, there are going to be some happy men in the... I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, there are going to be at least 7 women to every man. Because they've killed all the men. And there's none left. In the millennial reign, it talks about 7... Will you just you don't have to provide for us or any of this. It's going to be devastating on this earth. So by the time you get here, half of the population is killed. Let's go a little farther. And I shouldn't have said that. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, 200 million that were released. And I heard the number of them. We see the plan. We see the, and then verse number 16, all you see the power. Verse number 17, I saw the horses in the vision, them that sat on them. Okay. Again, these angelic beings, 200 million of them, come and we see these horses they sat upon. These horses were created beings. Don't get confused. These horses are not demonic or not demons. God created these monstrosities, if you will, for these demons to ride upon. And it's going to describe them right here. They had breastplates of fire and jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as heads of lions. Now their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. So get the picture. As Jesus comes in the Revelation 19 riding on white horses and we're following him, remember that? Here these demons are going to be riding on horses, but they're monstrosities of horses. God created them for this purpose. And they're breathing fire and all and brimstone. And preacher, you're crazy. Job, where's it at in Job? I marked it. Job. In Job chapter number 41. He's describing, in my opinion, some dinosaurs. There were dinosaurs on this earth. That's a whole other story. God created them, but when he created what we call the Trisaurus rex or these other fancy names, pterodactyls or these raptors or whatever, they were not meat eaters until Adam sinned. When he sinned, then all it affected the whole animal world. And we read in chapter number 41 about animal, by his sneezes a light doth shine, and his eyes are like eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth goes burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out of. Out of his nostrils grow a smoke as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. You've seen stories about fire-breathing dragons and all these things. I'm not going to all of that, but I'm telling you, God made some wonderful creatures, wonderful created beings. Since I went there, I believe when Noah went on the ark, my personal opinion, God brought these animals to him two by two, by two, by two, by two, by two. God brought them. And I believe that there were dinosaurs on that ark, okay? God brought them to them. When they got off the ark, remember Nimrod was a mighty hunter? Isn't that interesting? A mighty hunter. Am I losing y'all? Ain't the Bible study great? Nimrod was, who was a great grandson of Noah. The Bible says he's a mighty hunter. What was he hunting? I promise you, he wasn't hunting jackrabbits or squirrels. He's hunting these big old dinosaurs because he was a mighty hunter, a great hunter. Wow, look what he killed. Well, dinosaurs became extinct. Men killed them, okay? I said all that to say this. God created these beings in Revelation chapter number 9, these horses that are literally going to breathe fire and all of these things. And I take it very literally, okay? Preacher, you're a nut. And I've said it before, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Verse number 18. And by these three were the third, here it says again, the third part of the men killed by fire, and by the smoke, brimstone that issued out of their mouth. For the power is in their tails and mouth, their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like serpents and their heads with whom they do hurt. God created these beings for this special purpose. And then again, I'll finish the rest of this time with this. 20 and 21. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. Okay, what does that tell you? That the men who was left on this earth, the vast majority of them, did not worship the mighty God. They began worshiping the devil and the demons. The same beings that persecuted them, that was harming them, they started worshiping them. Isn't that amazing? And idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Can you imagine notice, by the way, I have a note here. It may not mean nothing to you. I could talk an hour on this about the downward progression of worship. The downward progression of worship. Here, at first it was made of gold and then silver and then brass and then stone and then of wood. That downward progression of worship. But these idols, they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, they couldn't walk. In Psalm 115, Psalmist writes 15. Yes. Begin verse number 4. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. Who would want a God like that? But they do. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are unto them, so is they that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. They're blind, and they don't understand these things. Again, it talked again in Psalm, but same thing, Psalm 135, 15 through 18, about these idols. They can't see, they can't hear. And then it's interesting in Jeremiah chapter number 2. In verses number 27 and 28, Israel is saying to a stock, idols, thou art my father, God's people. They made you. Remember when Moses was up on the, is this boring to y'all? When Moses was on the mount getting the Ten Commandments and he come down and the children of Israel had made them an idol. They put a calf, they put all their gold and Moses come, what have you done, Aaron? What have y'all done? And Aaron said, I don't know, just a cow popped out of the oven. That's what he said. And Laman told, I don't know, just a cow. No, they made an idol to worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for the Tribute Quartet live in concert. That's this Saturday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.